Locker room chats continue as we're now on to week 6 of the high school football season. Now an opportunity to chat with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler. Another win, and state ranked number 1 in 8-man D2 across multiple platforms. They get it done 54-8 against Frankfort last week. Frankfort previously unbeaten prior to that game, a dominant showing by Axtell. Coach, when you look at the overall performance of your team, what were some of the things that stood out to you the most?
Well, I thought our kids, you know, first of all, played well defensively. Frankfort's got a pretty good run game with a big physical line, and you know, I was proud of the way our kids played. To only hold them to 8 points, you know, one score of about a 40 to 50 yard run, and other than that, I was proud of the way they played, and then offensively, I thought we did a good job as well. Our blocking scheme seemed to be working for us, and at the same time, Isaac had success throwing the ball to some of our receivers as well. So, when you score like that, you know, it always makes things look easier than it probably is. But, you know, I was proud of the way our kids played.
Our chat with head coach Eric Detweiler, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations as well. Was there a heavy emphasis throughout the preparation before the game against Frankfort to get on them early and score often to kind of get something going offensively?
Well, yeah, you know, that's always the case, honestly. You know, we always tell our guys to make sure we get out of the gate, with a bang and try to get momentum on our side, because you know as well as we do in 8-man football, if you don't have that, all of a sudden the tide can turn and the game can swing, you know, in a second. So, we always like to get the ball and score first. And we happened to do that on our second play of the game. And it just kind of went from there. It seemed like we grabbed the momentum and had it throughout most of the game.
Yeah, 40-8 at halftime, able to end it midway through the third quarter. You know, we've talked about Isaac before in his play, but 263 total yards. He accounted for 7 touchdowns, 2 of them going to Grady Busing. Evan Busing also catching another one as well. You know, talk about the combination that, you know, Isaac has with a lot of these guys and those receivers and that chemistry that's been built throughout the course of the year.
Well, you know, as the year goes on, he's, you know, learning more of where our receivers are going to be. There's always a little learning curve and, you know, adjusting to each different receiver's speed and where they're going to be. On the field, how they run their routes, that kind of stuff. And, you know, as we play every game, he, you know, seems to be doing a good job of finding those guys where they are in the open spots. He did actually miss a pass or two that I thought, he maybe should have had, and we kind of went over that on film. But, yeah, he's definitely a leader on our team that the guys look up to, and whether he's running the ball or passing, and, you know, just seems to be doing a really good job right now.
Axtell will look to stay perfect. They go on the road to Lynn this week. We will talk about the Bulldogs coming up next. Continuing to talk with Eric Detweiler, head coach of Axtell. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern and Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations as well. Coach, another TVL opponent this week. You go on the road taking on Lynn. Lynn, a hard-fought game against Blue Valley, but they come up short 52-50. You know, what stands out about Lynn and the potential challenges they're going to present this week?
Well, Lynn has got a quarterback that is pretty fast and extremely shifty. He's definitely going to be, you know, one of the focal points of our defense this week, trying to slow him down and contain him. And they kind of throw the ball around as well as run it. They're, 50-50 on the run-pass game. That always makes a bigger challenge for us that when a team's not one-dimensional, that you kind of got to cover both sides of the ball, whether they're running or passing. So, that's kind of our focal point is shutting them down, you know, and shutting their quarterback down this week. And hopefully we can do that.
When you're looking at a few keys and expectations from what you want to see from your team this week, kind of what stands out and what's on the chalkboard for you?
Well, you know, obviously some of the keys are, you know, stay with our energy and use that momentum that we've had from the last two games. It's bigger games for us that seem to be coming out with effort and relentless on defense that we're not going to let the other team score. And we definitely need to continue that this week. And we just need to stay focused. I thought this week so far we've had a good week of practice. We went over film of what we did right and what we did wrong. And we're always trying to fix those things. So we just need to continue to build on, you know, fixing our mistakes and building on the momentum that we've been carrying forward.
Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler joining us. His number 1 Eagles look to stay perfect coming up this week. A road trip to Lynn, now down to the final 3 games of the regular season. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time and good luck on Friday.
All right, thank you.